There's an interesting medrash. I'll speak short because I was cold. What? The whole door is looking for warmth. Yeah. It says, I'm saying over in a little bit of a different nusach, a shtickle from the Levi Eliyahu from Eliyahu Lapian. It says, famous Rashi in the sixth parasha, this Yehuda Shalach Lefanav El Yosef Lahiris Lefanav Goshnav Ayova Arts Gosh. Rashi says, why they send Yehuda? So Rashi says to Medrash Agado Letakil Ebeis HaTalmud Shemisham Teitze Hero. Rashi says that before they went down to Mitzrayim, he already sent ahead Yehuda to open up a yeshiva, that when they come, there should be already a yeshiva. So there's an interesting medrash. The medrash says, connects it with another parasha. There's Yehuda Shalach Afana. The medrash rabbi says, "Rechanina b'ed Rebacha, Rechanina chad omar, lachum loy beis dira, chad omar lachum loy beis vad, shimoyru adivrei Torah, shiashvotam loy nuboy." Before you come to a new place, the first thing you set up is a yeshiva. Teid alachasha who came. Yes, I'll bring you a raya, Zok the Medrash. What's the raya that he set up a yeshiva? Says the Medrash, Kivin Shaholach Le Yosef Me'etzloi, when Yosef left Yankovinu, Haya Yedea Be'ez Perik Pirish Yemen, Shay Mishan Oisoi, Kivin Shabachi Yosef Etzloi, Vomer Lo Oy Yosef Chai, Vayofeg Liboy, the other famous Rashi in the Parsha, that it was Vayofeg Liboy. Niskar be'ezek perik pirishah. Amal b'libo yodeya ani. I remember sheperik egla rufa pirish meni yosef. Amalem imatam yodim be'ezek perik pirish meni ani mamalachem. Af yosef yodeya. So what did he do? He sent him the remez. He sent him the agolos. And the agolos was a remez that they were learning the parashah of egla rufa. Me'el Yankovinu believed. L'lam duchasha b'chol mokim shah Yaakov yosef yosef b'terik kishem shah yosef. So the Medrash says, so what's the connection between the two things? The connection is that we see that the Avos learned Torah because he learned with Yosef. Mela, it's a right that when he sent Yehuda ahead of him, he sent him to open Yishiv. That's the Pashim Pshat in the Medrash. There's another Pshat in the Medrash. What the Teda is? What did he bring a right exactly that he learned Torah? What's the Pshat? There's another Pshat here. It says in the Parsha, Ve'yagidu le'lemar, Oy Yosef Chai. He didn't believe. So it's brought down in a lot of Sforum. What's that he didn't believe? When they come to lie to him for 20 years, they didn't tell, 22 years, they didn't tell him he was alive. The Pasuk has not much ketam. Rashi says, his heart became weak, and they didn't believe him. What's that they didn't believe? What they said, the shifty kova liars. He had a reason to say that they're coming back from the time after 22 years, so they're going to fool him. They're going to tell him he's alive, and then they'll find out next week, no, he's not alive. Because when they did the old Tata the Zayda, right? So it's brought down in a lot of mepharshim, the pshat's like this. It's a parallel to the pasuk. What did he think? Pshat's like this. The issue b'chlal wasn't lehem in lehem about he's alive or not. Could be he was alive. Yankov was worried terribly about the ruchnius of Yosef. The klipa of Mitzrayim was the klipa of tumah in the whole bria of znus, of arayis, of tumah. And Yankov Avinu, it didn't make a difference whether Yosef was alive, he wasn't alive. But Yosef HaTzadik, he wanted to know whether Yosef was alive in the darga that he left him. That's what he was worried about, whether he survived the tumah of Mitzrayim. Is the pshat in the puzzling is like this. He was worried about the ruchnius of Yosef. He wasn't worried about the gashmius of Yosef. His v'etzim is a steer in the pasuk. Ve'yagidu l'olema oy Yosef chai. They said Yosef lept noch. Is a vada, if he said oy Yosef chai, is a vada the shvatim didn't mean to say that he was a drunkard sitting in Mitzrayim, darting with the tumah. That's not a besura taiva to the tata. Besa zol shtarben. is if the Torah HaKadosh says, Oy, Yosef Chai, is the Pshat is Yosef, Yosef is what do you call it? Is Chai. Rishoyim, Kurim, Mesim, Mechayim, Tzadikim are called Chayim. And the Torah HaKadosh says, a Lashon of Chai, and meant the Pshat is a Lepnach. His Neshama is still stark. Avada, that's what they came to say. So why didn't he believe him? Because they added on something else. He's the Moshe L'Eretz Mitzrayim. They would have said that he's a Lepnach, and we found him sitting in some shtibel. We found him in Zichron Moshe. His Meseder. He wasn't one of them and worried about it. Oh, but they told him a Zach, which is an intrinsic contradiction. They told him, Oy, Yosef Chai. On one hand, they tell him, Yosef HaTzadik is Chai, a Lepnach, with the ganze Chias, with the Gvaldik Adarga. On the other hand, Moshe L'Eretz Mitzrayim, he's the king of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Mekor HaTumah. But Yofik Liber Kilo HaMelech. He didn't believe them. He didn't believe that they're saying a zach, which is an intrinsic contradiction. How does a person blaib chai when he's sitting in the Mitzrayim, the Mekor HaTumah, Erev HaSa'aretz, with the Mekor of all the Klipas? How could it be? That's why he didn't believe it. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Lehem and that was, he didn't believe that he survived Ruach and he's a Kenet Zayin. The two things don't stim. So what was the answer? What calmed down Yaakov Avinu? He didn't believe that it's Kenet Zayin, Meshik Takin, 22 years. As if in Times Square, with all the tumah, with all the filth, and you're telling me, Oy, Yosef Chai, is what did they tell him? He sent back a message. He sent back a message that I'm still holding in the same sugya. What was the message? There's a very tifa zach over here, and since we're Erev Shevivim, I want to address it. He sent back a message, not stam that I learn an hour a day. He didn't send back a message that he goes to Daf Yomi. There's nothing wrong with Daf Yomi. Yeah? But he didn't send back a message, I go to Daf Yomi. He didn't say I learn. He didn't say I have a chavrus, I have a seder. He said I'm ligging in the same zachta when I left. What's the pshat? That means from the time that I left you, I wasn't Messiah das from the sugya. Shteita a gevaldik alimut. Yaakov Avinu said, a liknach in the same sugya, that means he wasn't Messiah das. How can a guy remember? You remember 22 years ago what you learned? Barely remember what we learned last week. How can a guy remember 22 years ago what he learned? The last sugi, you know what went over these 22 years, all the happenings, first he was in the bar with the Nechoshim and the Akram, and then they went up with the Midjanim, and then they went to Pertifa with the Gads and Mises in the jail, not with the Sarev, Sar Mashgim, and Nachnam is given Melech with the Shemus Neisasa. Yeah, and yeah, you meet a guy after 22 years, say, you remember the Kashi asked me when you were, I'll tell you the Teretz right away. You barely remember what Yishchavus asked you from yesterday. You come back the next morning, you have to say what Masechta we're learning. And what was the Taisis we're holding? Remember the Taisis you learned yesterday? Remember the Kashi Yishchavus asked yesterday and the Taisis yesterday? Half an hour ago, we have to, we're talking about, we have to start all over again. Why? Because there's a million distractions in the middle. How could it be there for 22 years? The guy's holding in the Zalbazach, he's holding in Egla Rufa. He remembers what he's learning and he looked up in the Sugi. The Teretz is, the only Pshat could be, is that he wasn't Messiah Das from it. He was connected to it all the time without a hefsek. Shteita, that was the Eitzah. The Eitzah against the Tumah of Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu knew the secret. Yaakov Avinu said, Hezek Tzu, don't tell me he's Chai. Jenishkin Kop. Moshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim is sitting down in the Tumah and Olam Hazeh and the Gashmis and the Taiva and the Gilarais and the Znus of Mitzrayim. You're going to go tell me he's Chai? So he sent back a message, Lignoch and learning. The Pshat is not that I open a Sefer. Shad is, I wasn't Messiah Das, was one long hefsek for 22 years. Yaakov Avinu understood that's the only Eitzah that a person can fight the Tumah of Mitzrayim with. That you're not Messiah Das with a Ritzifus of a connection to Torah. That's the Pshat I saw in one of the Shom, I don't remember where, one night I was reading in bed. Somebody says, it says, Vayera Elov, he saw him. So it's brought down in Sfarim, I don't remember who says this, that he saw Dyukna, he saw his face. Shteitach, we said a few weeks ago that the Dyukin, the face of Yosef HaTzadik, looked like Yaakov Avinu, as they state. And the Maral speaks out, we spoke out, that was Pshat, not that he looked the same, the Pshat is that the Shufrei of Yaakov Avinu was Shufrei Adarishin, he had the same shine, he had the Tzelem Elokim. Is Vayera Elov, Rashi says, Yaakov Nira Lel Aviv. It's a funny Rashi, Vayera Elov. So it's brought down the Sfarim that he saw that he still had the shine on him. He still had the Tzelem Elokim. He didn't lose it. Is then he kissed him, then he hugged him. Is Yaakov Avinu understood that in Mitzrayim, in Tumah, it's not enough to open a Sefer. In Tumah, Dafahomen Aritzifus. Not a Hesach Hadas, a connection. A Chibur to Kedusha. not an agav dik chibur, not a passing chibur, not a sometimes chibur. It's a shame that's Talmud Torah of mitzad the koyach of fighting off. The koyach of fighting off the tumah that requires that a person is mechuba to tahara, because the second you're not mechuba, you're already lost. Yankvinu knew that. Is that what he told him? I was never Masiach Das for 22 years. I'm still holding in the same Zach. I didn't start to learn a new Zach, because a new Zach means that it's a hefsek. I stopped this, I started that. No. I was never Masiach Das from the Zach. The Meila, when Yankovin is going down to Mitzrayim, Yehuda Shalach Lefana, what's Shalach Lefana? Lefana means before I get there. That there shouldn't be Hesek Das for a second. Is the Pshad is Valer Fashtanah that I'm going down to Mitzrayim? Is the Pshad is going down to Mekor HaTomu? What's Tuch? How about Grace and Mishpach? Hashem and Nefashis? Or Gantz Klais? Or what are we going to do? You have to have a Retzifus. There has to be continuity. That there shouldn't be a Hesek Hadas for a second is that they should come and go Gleich and Beis HaMedrash. I remember when I was a Bocher once. And I remember when I went to America the first time back, so Rav Moshe told me, I went after a year, went to Simcha something, Ben Azman, I remember I went to Moshe to say goodbye. She said to me, Yosef, go straight from the airport, Gleich Arayin and Beis Medrash, and then when you have to go back to the airport. So I told him, no, I don't have to go then to America. Everybody can stay here already. He says, no, say that when I have to go over straight from the airport, straight to the Beis Medrash, from the Beis Medrash back to the airport. That was still once a block where I stepped out of the Beis Medrash, as you can well imagine. And I remember the concept. I remember he told me afterwards, he come back, not to Mesich Das. Yes, I'm not holding at that darga, and I don't know if you are. Aber, the concept is one nekuda. To fight tumah and to fight the quicksand that we're sunk into, Yankovinu understood that it's a much tiefer azach. It's not enough to open a sefer. There has to be not a hesach hadas. There has to be a chibur to kedusha. A person has to learn in a way that he's attached. Not that he's learning a sugya. He's attached as mechuba to Torah as much as he can. For statement doch. That's the emes of pshat in this medrash over here. The medrash says that he sent Yehuda l'shalach afanav. One of the medrash brings down was do the story of Yosef with the agolos. Why didn't you meet that tzasin? So the pasuk shad the medrash. I'm not taking away the pasuk shad is that the father's tired. You see that the office learned. But l'fi this pshat is a much deeper pshat. The reason why he said Yehuda shalach l'fanav is the same pshat that he sent him to Egel Arufa, because the nekuda was that the hoy Yosef chai is only after soifai that there's no hesach hadas, that there's a hemshich. Is b'meila for the same reason he sent Yehuda down there, because he understood that the side of fighting the tumah and the side of not being affected is only without a hesach hadas. It's very interesting. It's brought down a lot of svarim hakadoshim. We're a week before shavuot, and maybe we'll speak about it next week a little bit. But it's brought down in all the svarim hakadoshim. Stipler brings down, by the way, it's not just chassidish already. It's brought down in the which sefer is being done? The letters, I think, or other places. Where the tikkun for the chatom of kedusha for which shavuvim comes from misakin, the tikkun is Torah with hasmada, without a hefsek. And the chassidish form is brought down six hours beretzifus. I don't remember what the stipler writes exactly, but he writes also a gewisse amount of hours beretzifus, and that's the biggest tikkun for all the averis of kedusha of histaklus and other averis which shavuvim comes to make a tikkun for, and. It's brought down that it's more than all the tzemis and all the tanesim and all the sigufim. The oimik of the pshat is, I understand, that's the pshat in the sixth parasha. That's the pshat in the argolos. The pshat in the argolos is a retzifus. And the oimik of a retzifus is that if a person doesn't learn with a retzifus, you get up and down every half an hour, every hour, you come, you go, the pshat is you're not attached to it. If you're not attached to Kedusha, so you're attached to Tumah in the world that we live in today, if you're living in Mitzrayim. We live in Mitzrayim, by the way. We're living in a world which is a world of Mitzrayim. In a world of Mitzrayim, there's a different mahalach. There's a mahalach of not being Masiach Das. There's a mahalach of Retzifus. And Afazoy, because that creates a chibur. That means not just about the grab that you're learning. No, you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And learning in an oifen of chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what protects a person, that a person could sit 22 years in Mitzrayim and not be taught and be Oyd Yosef Chai, be Zizal Bozach. That Shach we have Shachas to. The Torah is Nitzchis, by the way. But there is a nitzchis de gezach. We all have shaykhs to that zach. That means as much, it doesn't have to be extreme. You can't do 6 hours, do 2 hours. You can't do an hour. You can't do an hour, do 10 minutes. But the word is, afazoivait that there's a retzifus. Afazoivait that there's no hesach hadas. Afazoivait that there's a lefonov, that you're always one step ahead of the game. there's a bechin of oijay sevchai that a person is kaina, a bechin of chias, a person is kaina, a kinyan of nitzchias. That was oijay sevchai, a lepnach. There was no change. How can there be there's no change? 22 years in the land of Tumah without a tata, without a mama, without brothers, without nothing, all alone. How can there be? Is the answer was that he was able to hold on to his darga because he wasn't Mesiach Dazim Torah. That's what it says in this parasha. I think it's a big limud. I think it's a very encouraging limud. We all have Nisayonis. We're all growing. The world today is one big Mitzrayim, by the way. The world is one big Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, I think, would be embarrassed of today's world. Pashat embarrassed. Hashem is the world is one big mud hole from beginning to end. From the minute you open up your eyes in the morning till you go to sleep at night. And Shteta Gavaldika Eitza, how a person can walk through it untouched. Oy Jason Chai, we all have the bechina of that.